Whilst he was speaking, we were startled by a knock at the hall door, the double postman's knock of the telegraph boy. We all moved out to the hall with one impulse, and Van Helsing, holding up his hand to us to keep silence, stepped to the door and opened it. The boy handed in a dispatch. The professor closed the door again, and after looking at the direction, opened it and read aloud, "Look out for D. He has just now, 12:45, come from Carfax hurriedly and hastened towards the south. He seems to be going the round and may want to see you, Mina." There was a pause, broken by Jonathan Harker's voice. "Now, God be thanked, we shall soon meet." Van Helsing turned to him quickly and said, "God will act in his own way and time. Do not fear and do not rejoice as yet, for what we wish for at the moment may be our undoings." "I care for nothing now," he answered hotly, "except to wipe out this brute from the face of creation. I would sell my soul to do it."
"Oh, hush, hush, my child," said Van Helsing. "God does not purchase souls in this wise, and the devil, though he may purchase, does not keep faith. But God is merciful and just, and knows your pain and your devotion to that dear Madam Mina. Think you how her pain would be doubled, did she but hear your wild words? Do not fear any of us. We are all devoted to this cause, and today shall see the end. The time is coming for action. Today, this vampire is limit to the powers of man. Until sunset he may not change. It will take him time to arrive here. See, it's 1:20, and there are yet some times before he can hither come, be he never so quick. What we must hope for is that my lord Arthur and Quincy arrive first." About half an hour after we'd received Mrs. Harker's telegram, there came a quiet, resolute knock at the hall door. It was just an ordinary knock, such as is given hourly by thousands of gentlemen. But it made the professor's heart and mine beat loudly. We looked at each other, and together moved out into the hall. We each held ready to use our various armaments, the spiritual in the left hand, the mortal in the right.